Greetings, everybody. This is James Gillen. I'm your host on East SETI Stargate and BBS Radio. We've on As You Wish talk show, BBS Radio. And we're also on East SETI Stargate TV and East SETI Stargate Rumble and East SETI Stargate X and East SETI Stargate YouTube and on and on and on. So you just type in East SETI Stargate, will pop up. I'm usually in the Rumble chat. I go into the Rumble chat and talk to people, and we'll talk a little bit later about that. But anyway, it's getting weirder and weirder concerning the drones. On the last show, we covered the fact that Trump commissioned the drones earlier in his administration for beneficial reasons. And, you know, it's there's a million stories out there on what's going on. It's hard to track all this stuff. But anyway, still being commander in chief, it seemed he would be in charge of them or soon to be, you know, because he never did give up his role as commander in chief. So Biden's USA Inc. So US Inc., the corporation that hijacked the Republic, is controlled by the deep state, aka Biden. So rogue elements in the military most likely would be controlling the drones right now. So they're saying they're being used to detect a suitcase nuclear bomb is the last theory. And these are often false flags to get everybody to give up their freedoms with more surveillance. So I'm not sure if I buy that one. Some are saying they're here to protect Trump, you know, flying over his house and golf course. But considering Trump's reaction, I'd have to say no to that one. And there are those saying that drones are part of the fake alien invasion, the last card being played by the deep state to maintain power. UFOs are appearing globally around the world with undeniable footage. And so the drones could be an attempt to muddy the waters, explain away the sightings and contact. But I don't know if you've seen the Star Wars knockoffs flying over New York and New Jersey, and they aren't even being clandestine about that. So let's play those knockoffs, those Star Wars knockoffs.
What is that? Why aren't they being called UAPs?
Because we don't know if there are UAPs. We don't know what they are. That's what we're trying to find out.
Identified, of course.
Nobody knows what they are. We have to find out.
Senator,
yes.
Are these U.S. military drones?
We don't believe they're, no, they, we do not believe they are U.S. military drones, or the military would have told us that.
No, look at that. Look, everybody in the highway right now. I don't know, bro. Ni idea. I mean, no se mueve de ahí.
Look at the red. Eh? Set our lights.
No.
Focus this front. That goes into the clouds.
Ooh, that was cool.
Yeah, it was. It looked like it went like through a portal or something.
Right next to the moon. Yeah, it's rolling. Beans, beans, promise beans. Beans, boss.
Now you know I'm gonna post this on Facebook.
Is that it? Yeah, that's it right there. Hold on, let me still get it. Let me still go focus in. You know that.
Jesus. God, I'm looking at this. I can't believe it. It's not a what's the name?
Oh my God, there's more coming.
Look at this.
What is it?
Bill and Sandra, you know, when things like this are happening, it seems everyone starts to look up, like my crew and I have been here in Mendham recording this video that you're looking at right now. We have no idea what it is, if it's a natural phenomenon, because it could be, but this is why so many municipalities are now asking people to reach out and send their videos to them or to experts who might be able to sort out what they're seeing in the skies. But I guarantee there are so many people looking up and making those recordings, because this mystery is one that needs to be solved. For now, we're live here in Mendham Borough. Tony Yates, Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
Hey. Yes. You look so small, man.
You gotta be walking around.
That's bigger
than you.
That's all I'm saying.
Yo, can you interview James for me, man? Ask him what happened.
So, did you get contact with the culprit, a.k.a. Islam?
Yo, James, how you miss that, bro?
How'd you miss that? It's fucking huge.
Alright.
So, alright, keep going. So, we sent you to protect this drone, and you happen to run it over. How do you?
Okay.
What was your game plan going into that?
You are my eyes and my Time. I try to zoom in with my camera all the way up to the drone. This is what I get. It has a round, like, shield around it. Fucking nuts. Well, right, that's zoomed in. 100, 208. And I'll show you the drone right now. Up in the sky.
Space Force as well. We have our own ships up there. And, you know, it's one of those all the above questions. It's not just one thing. And so, again, the drones just might be a muddy the water situation. So they can say, oh, everything you're seeing up there, you know, although they look like ships are just drones. And we also have this round kind of looks like a giant basketball type drone. And it's been landing in airports and just doing all kinds of crazy stuff. That one's ours. It's a big dark ball. So if you see that one flying around, that's our technology. And I've seen some crazy stuff. And I don't know who's. When I was in Denver once at a conference, I was in a hotel room, and all of a sudden I hear this clanking noise, like it's really strange kind of mechanical clanking noise. And I looked up and I saw this orange kind of basketball sized drone in my hotel room. And I looked up at it and I just called in all the higher beings. Hey, make sure this thing doesn't pull something. And then it just vanished. It disappeared, but it was definitely mechanical, but it could appear anywhere. And I think that's some of our back engineered stuff. It didn't seem real, you know, the higher beings can send a light sphere that will move through metal beams, everything. They can go wherever they want to monitor things. And they can do that in their own consciousness. They can go as an orb and see everything and hear everything. So whatever this was, it was something else, something pretty strange. So anyway, again, you know, it's one, it talked about all those above questions, you know. So are they going to do a Project Bluebeam fake UFO invasion? I wouldn't be surprised. Almost everybody knows about it. So it's probably going to be a major fail as usual. But these guys aren't as smart as many people think they are. They do some really stupid things. And to me, you're not very intelligent if you go against universal law anyway. So these people, you know, whatever you do to others is going to come back to you, period. And even if you tell people you're going to do it, there's still universal law still kicks in. So, you know, it doesn't matter. They think if they warn people, they can. It's almost like, well, I told you I was going to shoot you, so I shot you. So, and I told you so, so I'm off the hook. It doesn't work that. It just doesn't work that way. You know, it's the same as regular law. You know, you're not going to, if you get, well, I told him I was going to shoot him. You know, yeah, you're still up for murder, period. You know, so. That's kind of the way, you know, as you sow, so shall you reap. It's very simple. So anyway, I don't think it's going to happen. Now, the blue lights coming up out of the oceans and the golden lights that are pure plasma ships and the fleets we're seeing globally are not drones. Anyway, there's a lot going on. I went out last night. I've gone out almost every night that wasn't cloudy here. And there are so many ships flying around over Hawaii right now. It's just whole fleets are coming in. And that's happening globally. So, you know, they can't cover that one up. And we filmed over 1,200 plasma ships over the farm in Hawaii in 3 months. So good luck covering that up. You know, if you really want to see this stuff, you just got to take the time, you know, get up at 5 a.m, get a chair, a cup of coffee, and a camera, and sit out there and watch the skies. You'll see all kinds of things. And if you've risen to the occasion, your consciousness is high enough or your frequency, they'll find you and they'll start interacting with you. They'll start flashing and doing all kinds of things. So anyway, there's so many ships being filmed here, much to the chagrin of the debunkers and distractors, the shills, the posers, and the controlled opposition. They can't cover this up anymore. And they are trying. And sadly, there are some very morally, integrally challenged people in the UFO community, and they're still trying. Anyway, the problem is we keep delivering some of the best UFO footage and have been for over 40 years, and along with time-proven information concerning who they are and where they are. I mean, we've had Peter Slattery, John Vivanco, all these different remote viewers and people coming up there, and they totally validate what we've said earlier about who they are, who's on the ships, and it's a variety of beings. So we have some humanoid feline beings from Sirius. We have Pleiadians on the ships. Some are Orion Council of Light ships. Some are Sirian ships. Some are Federation ships. I mean, there's so many different types up there, but you can actually remote view and see who's on the ships, and you get a big bliss hit if they are the benevolent ones. So anyway, we've redundantly told guests and those doing documentaries at the ranch exactly when and where they would appear, establishing contact. And did I mention for over 40 years? Yeah, I think I did. I did mention that. So why is this all being censored, attacked, ridiculed, even by those of ill intent in the UFO community? You know, is it jealousy, competition, the controlled narrative, controlled opposition, some other hidden agenda? You know, they can't deny the evidence. All they have left is hit pieces and character assassinations. And they're trying to trigger people's victim patterns by, you know, they're still making stuff up about me. I'll talk about that later. Just recently, something happened that was so off the wall. And I'll talk about that. But the insanity unfolding is multifaceted. So each case is different with different motives. Regardless of the motive, those participating in behaviors such as this are not working under universal law. They don't have an open mind, loving heart, or pure intent. They've not met the criteria for contact with benevolent, spiritually, and technologically advanced beings. And that's why you have the 70 plus years of failed disclosure left with a fuzzy tic-tac. You know, this hates to sound like a broken record, but that's what we got. So as long as we keep giving our power away to these clowns, literally and figuratively, you know, this will continue. The controlled narrative will go on forever, unless, of course, real disclosure comes from the skies, and that is coming. So there's constant contact going on for over 450,000 years. It's in all of your sacred books and the real history of Earth, which has been a succession of colonies from the stars and a lot of genetic manipulation, you know, all coming forward. So we're a mixture of humans developing naturally on Earth and genetics from the stars, from the colonies, basically, and a lot of genetic manipulation and inbreeding going on. So, you know, all these ancient ancestors that were the original colonies are returning right now. Some are coming karmically to heal and undo the wounds and traumas of the past. And, you know, how are they going to navigate through the shit show we call ufology? The corrupt politicians, the religious institutions, the powers that be, most of which are extremely morally and integrity challenged, you know, they aren't. They are going to work through those who have risen to the occasion, you know, those with impeccable integrity, those of high moral character, and those in service to humanity, the earth. These are the people that are being contacted. And if you wonder why, if you go to a lot of lamaseries or ashrams, you know, there's a lot of very spiritual discipline groups, you know, with high moral integrity, you know, and they You know, they practice the eight limbs of yoga or things like that. And these are the people they're contacting. You'll see ships over these sanctuaries all the time. And that's why he said he's so, what do you call it? I'm trying to think of the right word. Well, so good at what we do because, you know, we know we have to rise to the occasion and we have to live a life of impeccable integrity and be honest and of high moral character because they won't contact you otherwise. And what's really interesting, those of a very low moral character are the ones doing the most attacking of it, and just low integrity and low moral character. And it's the oh, what's the IMI? But we'll go back into that. But anyway, those in self-service, you know, miss the mark when it comes to contact with benevolent, spiritually and technologically, you know, advanced off-worlders, inner earth and higher dimensional beings. And they have, however, hit the mark with the lower level entities and paid very well to keep the controlled narrative going. So we offer no apologies for pissing off their demons, you know, thus the shit show now occurring in ufology. So are we ready for contact? Do we have the proper leadership in place? Hopefully after January 20th, we will, but there's a lot of cleanup in between. And yes, the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders are red-pilled. And they are aligned with universal law, universal peace, brother-sister love, individual freedom and prosperity for all. Your constitution was inspired by them a long time ago, and some of your first contactees were the Native Americans. And, you know, we actually borrowed a lot of their ways and to put them into the to create the constitution. So, I don't know if it's an Algonquin or Cherokee Federation. There's some kind of a federation that we borrowed to use as our constitution. A lot of people don't know that. Anyway, they're the star nations that are returning. And if you talk to the elders in almost every culture, they're very aware of this. So the drones are just a distraction. You know, if you ask, why do I care? How does this concern me? You know, the benevolence of ETs have shielded the Earth on many occasions from massive solar flares. We have the pictures from NASA, which seem to be erased from their data banks. You know, you got to act fast to get any evidence of UFOs before they scrub them. Off-worlders have deflected incoming meteors, comets. You know, they've shut down nuclear missile facilities on both sides. Your entire infrastructure would be down by now if they haven't intervened. So the next time you use your ATM, your phone, your computer, even plug something in, give thanks to them. Not only have they stopped, you know, worldwide power outages, you know, they also provided the technology from crash retrievals, you know, to create that phone and that computer. You know, a lot of the computer chip, fiber optics, all that stuff came from them. Anyway, from crash retrievals. I think it was day after Roswell. General Corso's book, read that. It's all validated in there. So they have transcended war, disease, poverty, have anti-counter-gravity, fieldless energy, replicators, and healing technologies that would seem like miracles. And again, you have to ask, what kind of person would block this, interfere in contact? You know, could it possibly be the war and disease profiteers? You know, those who are morally integrally challenged and those in ignorance that serve them? It's a form of insanity. I've never seen anything like it. It's like if Jesus came again, he'd be toast. I mean, he would have so much opposition. He would, you know, they'd say, wait, where's your license? You can't heal people. You can't tell people eat this herb or eat that herb. You know, you can't do miracles. You know, you're going up against the AMA and the MDA, all that, you know, whatever. And so that's what we're dealing with. Basically, we're talking about some very, very advanced beings. And so that want to come. So anyway, you know, are the masses kept in fear and ignorance and denial? Is that blocking them from coming? That's part of it, you know. So anyway, nonetheless, they're here. Contact is inevitable. We are going to join the rest of the universe, the greater family of man, that live according to universal law. The days of tyranny are over. And so my take on the drones is they're ours. Deep state operated by the Pentagon. And it is a false flag operation for one of two reasons. And it could be both. You know, one to muddy the waters and create a diversion from all the UFOs appearing globally, and two, to create problems for the incoming administration, you know, run a false flag nuclear threat scenario with staged victims, crisis actors, you know, to continue, you know, to create a threat, you know, to take away more of your freedoms, basically. So are they trying to unite the world under their power due to a manufactured global threat? You know, are they running the Hegelian program, create the problem, get a reaction, then offer the solution, which is to give them total control over every aspect of your life? I'd say that's where they're trying to go with this. But anyway, don't get into fear. This is all going to be worked out. And it's just not worth it, you know, all this stuff. But anyway, there's something also I need to address, and it's concerning the webs, you know, the many outlets that we have. And to those who want to continue to post lies and gossip and rumors, you know, not just about myself, but anybody, all the character assassinations, you know, on our media outlets, you know, if you do that, you're going to be immediately removed. And there's no more tolerance. We're done with that. It's unbelievable, the crap that's being posted. And he say, I like what Muhammad said. There's no perfect man, only perfect intentions. And what often begins as a noble gesture and good idea, you know, it goes sour due to free will and choices and actions of others that we have no control over. So people are projecting their own issues into matters, and they know nothing about it. Even my own family matters. People are putting stuff in there. And it's so off. It's actually entire opposite of what unfolded, basically. And when people look at the truth about this, they're going to go, holy shit, this is totally, totally opposite. You know, it's like you went way overboard on this. And a lot of people accuse me of a 10 strike policy, you know, where you should be three strikes, you're out. And I give people 10 strikes and I just got to quit doing that. And I am. So anyway, and some are just refusing to deal with their own chatter side or their own victim patterns. And they're being triggered in some cases on purpose by shills, trolls, and posers and master manipulators. So, you know, we can, however, set boundaries and choose not to take the downward spiral, participate in the dramas, or allow others to take us with them on their journey. This is happening globally. Everything is being exposed. Wrongs are being righted. Boundaries are being set. And personal responsibility is taking the place of the victim patterns. And as we said earlier, victims are often people with agendas that when those agendas aren't met, they become persecutors, you know, drawing other saviors for emotional or monetary gain to attack the savior that helped them earlier. So it's just a big, big Ferris wheel. There's no wisdom or healing in this, only denial, self-defeating, ego gratification, in some cases, full-blown narcissism. And when you get into these people that are narcissistic, you can't use logic. You can't use rational. I mean, you can, they'll gaslight you. They'll do everything. And they'll never admit that they might have made a mistake or done something wrong. So when you hit that one, when you go into that narcissism role, it's just like, forget it. You know, you just have to walk away. So, and you read the story about Don Quixote attacking the windmills in ignorance, destroying what was believed to be monsters, which in truth were wind-driven machines milling grain to feed the people. You know, so it's time to take a different enlightened path. And don't do the Don Quixote thing, you know, unless you know what you're dealing with, because a lot of people, you know, they don't know the difference between a windmill and a monster, and they don't have the inner sensitivity to tune in and sense and feel what's really going on, sense the frequency, the energy of somebody. And because, you know, it's so evident in the UFO community, I'm hearing stories of the most morally decadent stuff happening in the community and from some of the highest level people in the community. I mean, it's, I'm not even going to go there, but you really need to do some research on this stuff, because the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. And if these people are capable of this, you know, there's just no discernment with them, you know, on who they work with or who they're letting come through them. So anyway, the universe is manifesting people and events in our lives to help us heal and get back on track. you know, projecting your monsters externally is in denial of your own internal monsters. So do the heavy traffic of trolls, shills, and people sticking their nose in other people's business. You know, we're just taking a no-nonsense approach. In other words, if you behave yourself, you know, you're fine. If you don't, you're going to be gone. You know, we're going to just actually, you know, block you from the list. And so you're going to have a little self-control here. Just don't go flying off with a bunch of nonsense, bunch of negative crap, or you're going to be gone. So, you know, the next step, if this doesn't work, will be to shut down the chats altogether. And if it gets too bad, and we don't want to do that. We have a family together on there. We all want to work together. And, you know, dad humor is fine, you know, and things like that. But there's some vicious stuff going on, and that just needs to end. So we don't have time to respond to the nonsense during this end time madness. And it is. We are in end time madness, and people are just losing it. The solar flares are off the scale. They're piggybacking. These big solar blobs are hitting the planet. Schumann resonance is going nuts, and people are just losing it. It's bringing up everybody's crap, you know. And when you add a lot of higher consciousness and energy in, the lower consciousness and energy goes out. It comes up, and that's what we're going through. It's actually science. It's not just woo-woo stuff. You can actually measure it. So anyway, one day everybody's going to look out the window and go, holy shit, I should have used my time to prepare spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, as well as physically. And right before their screen goes blank, you know, so we're far past the luxury of denial and projection. I like what Byron Katie said. She said, there's your business, other people's business, and God's business. Other people's business is God's business. And there's always two sides of the story. So if your own victim patterns are getting triggered, and if you're going on the attack without having any personal experience or knowledge of something, and you're playing this game, you know, we don't want to play that game. And if that starts going on, boom, you're gone. So, you know, I am going to bring in some other people to monitor the other sites and take care of business there as well. So, you know, we've been trying to keep this simple and keep it, you know, wholesome and a family thing, you know. And people even get into my own personal family business. It's insane. And what they're saying is so far off. It's not even, you can't even address it. It's so ridiculous. You go, whatever. And you have fun with that. That's all you can do. But anyway, you know, I don't want to beat, it's like beating a dead horse. You know, you're not going to get anything. So you just have to make a set of boundaries. And we are. We're just going to set some boundaries. And I really do think we're moving into the stage of setting boundaries and taking personal responsibility and releasing the past. You know, healing the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience. We can't project on others anymore. We can't blame others. Again, we have to take personal responsibility for the people we've manifested and magnetized into our life, and go from there. And I think it was Yogananda said that. He talked about, he said, you can't swell with pride when they praise you, and you can't shrink with fear when they condemn you. And he said, you got to just be neutral. And that's what's going on. We got to find that loving detachment and that neutrality, and not react to all the insanity that's going on right now, because and the other thing too is it's a form of insanity to do the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And that's what we're doing with the UFO. You know, we've got 70 plus 80 years of insanity with the UFO disclosure movements, and we're still at a fuzzy tic-tac, and we had all these hearings. And they're still saying, no, we identified everything. They're either drones or meteors, and there's nothing out there, you know. And the lamestream media is saying that. We're right back to stage one. Everybody goes, oh, this is it. We're having these congressional meetings. It's going to happen. And what happens in the end? Everything just, you know, they go, no, you're just seeing drones. And now they're throwing up these fake Star Wars drones and all these other things. And again, it's just like, it isn't working. It's never going to work, because What it is you're trying to figure things out externally, and the answer is internally. And that isn't going to make a lot of sense to people, but you're going to have to do your own research and use discernment, use your own inner. We have a built-in BS meter. It's our soul. And we can meditate on that and it'll say, no, this is not right. You know, this isn't right. And we need to develop that, our own inner sensitivity. And then we can tell what's going on, like who's who, who's legit, who's not. I mean, because I mean, now that these drones are on, all these people go, oh, we prophesized that. And that's, you know, in our books and we did this and this. And they're all coming forward and saying, we're the true prophets. And it's kind of like you don't have to be a prophet. All you got to do is follow the money, basically. And you'd know that all this money was allotted to build these drones. And the drones can be used for something positive or they can be used for something negative, just like any technology. It depends on who's controlling them. And really the ETs, these plasma ships that are showing up, these beautiful light ships that are coming in every color imaginable, every size and shape and colors. It's not our secret space fleet. Some of it is. It's not all, you know, drones, you know, although some of it is drones. But there's much more going on, and nobody's going to stop this from happening. So anyway, that's all I have for you today. I'm extremely busy here. People don't realize is that, you know, I'm putting together a whole different solar system here. I'm picking coffee. I'm hand grinding the coffee and drying the coffee and getting it roasted and doing a lot of cleanup construction here, setting up a whole different water system. You know, I'm way too busy to do all these things that people are projecting. And I don't have time to deal with all the dramas and all the other stuff going on. And I don't really have time to get to the crap that people are projecting and posting on some of these sites. And I don't, you know, people, you just got to trust your own inner guidance on this one, because I really don't have time, and hopefully I can find some people that will monitor, you know, YouTube and some of these other sites, because there's people posting some beyond ridiculous stuff. You know, I mean, I talked about it earlier. It's so ridiculous, and it's easily disproven. And the past 3 years, I've been working my ass off on this place. I mean, it was a jungle. We lost all the trees were covered with vines, and we had to stump everything and start over. And now we've got thriving coffee fields, and the whole place is doing great now. And the past 3 years, I've been just busting my butt on that. And when I come back to East City, I'm having to clean up all the downed trees in the wintertime and get the gardens going, you know, and get the roads straightened out and get the plumbing fixed. There's always plumbing problems, and get all the watering systems going and things like that. We work hard, and we don't have time. We just don't have time to monitor all this stuff and deal with all this crap. So you are going to see stuff slip through the cracks, and just ignore it. Don't get involved in it. You know, as I said before, there's no way I can be three places at once. And there's no way I can do totally contradictory things, is what they're saying. And this is by design. It's a lot of shills and a lot of, they can't destroy the evidence. They can't refute the evidence. They can't refute the triple PhD Boeing engineers, the Skunk Works people, the Air Force base commanders. You know, a lot of these people I'm still talking to, and they're telling me what's going on with these drones. So they can't refute all of that stuff, which has been made available for over 40 years. All the video footage, the photos, the eyewitnesses, the monks, the masters, the people that have come here from all walks of life, lamas and yogis, you know, they all know what's going on because they've risen to the occasion. So as much as they try, they can't debunk that. So all they have left is character assassination. And they can do that all they want, because I really don't care what other people think of me. And it's just laughable, most of it. And so it all has a hidden agenda behind it. So anyway, I don't really care. I just don't have time to deal with it. And the only thing that I do care a little bit about is that other people believing the crap. and screwing up other people's ability to, you know, open up and experience the higher conscious energy and make their own contact and make their own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. You know, I do have, you know, maybe I need to let go of that too, but I do have an issue when people block that or block another person's awakening or healing. You know, that those kind of people I have no time for, and I don't think anybody else should either. You should just cross them off the list as a non-person, because they're not worth listening to anymore. There's nothing good that's going to come from them. But anyway, on that note, you know, I don't want to leave on a downer, but the good news is, I mean, I used to get up at 5 a.m, but the moon's like right overhead now, and so you can't see anything. But I've been going out at about 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and there's just ships everywhere. And they're here, and I'm going to bring some people on here from Hawaii that have had phenomenal experiences. And they've had experiences, I call them the squidlies, you know, they're these squidly beings. They're really interesting. And they're starting to appear everywhere. And I think that movie Arrival, actually, they did a movie on it called, you know, The Arrival. And I think they have something to do. I think they're based in the oceans here, and there's other, you know, Pleiadian bases and Federation bases and all that stuff. There's a lot of stuff underneath the ocean based here, and in the major lava tubes and things like that underground. So a lot going on. So we're going to bring some of these people on to do shows here in the very near future. So anyway, that's all I've got for you today. I got to get back to these other projects. And so have a great day. Have a great evening. And, you know, do your meditation work, do your prayer work, do your healing work. And the prayers are on the website. You know, they're free, you know, how to heal unseen negative influences. And we really got to get on this and keep our own energy fields clear, because we are moving into end time madness right now. And it's becoming a real shit show, and things are going to get really crazy. So you got to get grounded, and you got to make your own personal connection with Creator and to get through these times and practice loving detachment. So anyway, on that note, have a great evening, and we'll talk soon. Good night.
Massive. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Massive. Wow.
There's a massive power up.
There's three of them.
There's three?
Wow. Oh, my God, man.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, hold.
You getting it done?
Yeah, I got them.
Let me get it for that.
Yeah.
Whoa. This one's powered up. Oh, yeah. Got it.
Rita, let me see it.
Oh, my God, got it.
Big boy. Let go.
Oh, they faded out. The lead guy faded out.
Where'd the other one go? Oh, I got the other one coming in.
Mental.
Maybe the back one will power up.
Oh, he powered up.
Oh.
What? You got it, man?
Yeah, I got it.
I definitely see it. Right up there for anybody.
Yeah, nice and low. Whoa, that thing just speeded up. Yeah, it just sped up all of a sudden. It's like, it's kind of driving crazy. It's powering up. It's getting brighter. It's way too low for a satellite.
That thing is low.
Oh, look at this. It's
going to power up. Got it. Yeah. Oh, nice. Man. Got the power up.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Oh, God. I got this. Yeah. This is amazing.
This is amazing. Yeah. That's Billy Moore.
I got it. I got that all the way. I
just spilled my coffee.
You know, that filled the whole screen.
When you see my clothes.
I think he got a little too excited on that on there.
Massive. Okay, massive.
There's the tree.
There's two coming together.
There's another one, look.
Where?
Right there. Up and left.
Oh, yeah. Coming.
They're going to cross.
Yeah, right there.
I can see them making the
monster. I don't get. Oh, yeah. I got it. Look at this. Here's the cross.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Holy shit.
One's powered up. Oh, they powered up. They got brighter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This was powered up. Look.
Right,
oh, yeah. I got them both. They're crossing. Let's see what happens. Look at that. See that? Look. I got them both in there.
Right above
it's going to power up.
It's
Oh, another one, damn. Another one powered up right above us.
Those two just dropped.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know which one to film. Oh, there's another one. Hey, there's one coming right towards it. There's one underneath it. They're crossing. It's speeding up, though. Look at it. It's going a lot faster. It is right there. Light it. Oh, two. Look at that. They just crossed. See that? They just crossed, two of them. Oh, another one just crossed right above it. There's a speedy one going over the top of it. Oh, check this out. There's a little one coming right on the tail of the other one. No, I got it on films. It's straight, a little bit towards the mountain. It's in a cloud and it's flashing. Massive.